dethrone the Trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We're going to have such a great time today. Today we are talking about life extension. I'm going to show you some amazing things, and I actually have someone special with me, so I'm going to go quick as I can. Don't forget, hit the like button right now. Hit the like button. If you are new here, this is our channel, freedomforce.live, or you can go to melissaredpill.com. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical. We're going to have the golden age of health. Did you see that President Trump just created a TikTok channel saying, welcome to the golden age? This is the golden age of life extension. Seriously, and I'm going to show you super, super quick what that is about. Here in Genesis, if you remember, people used to live long, healthy lives, hundreds and hundreds of years. This is in Genesis chapter 5. Look it up in your Bible. This is from the NLT version. It says, when Methuselah was 187 years old, he became the father of Lamech. But then Methuselah lived 782 years, and he had other sons and daughters. He lived 969 years, and then he died. Okay, so you guys, we got to take care of our bodies, because you know what? I believe the Lord is going to restore all that the enemy has taken, including our longevity. Okay, so let me show you what happened in Genesis 6. I'm not going to go into the whole thing of Genesis 6 because it's quite something, but the Lord was really angry with how the people were doing very evil. Just had they become evil because they had begun to worship demons. Okay, so I'm not going to go into all that. But the point is, the Lord was very angry. He says, my spirit will not always strive with man, for he is also flesh, and his days will be 120 years. The Lord at that point says, I will reduce the length of their days. He's literally reduced the length of their days to 120 years. And that is exactly what we have experienced ever since then. And then I want you to see this amazing passage, though, in the book of Revelation. In Revelation 20, it says, not going to read the whole thing because you guys have heard this many times. But if you haven't, go on to freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com, and you can see these videos about the book of Revelation. This is the first resurrection. That blessed and holy are those who share in this first resurrection. For them, the second death holds no power, but they'll be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. It's a very interesting passage. It looks to me like this verse is talking about the restoration of our longevity. I really do think that that's what it's talking about. And it's also bolstered in other places. For example, here in Isaiah 65, that we know all so well, we always look at this verse. It says, in Isaiah 65:20, no longer will babies die when only a few days old. No longer will adults die before they have lived a full life. No longer will people be considered old at 100. In other words, that 120 years that the Lord established in Genesis 6 will no longer be operational because the evildoers will be gone. The reason he instituted that was because of the Satan worship. And when the Satan worship is gone, so will the need to have the lifespan shortened. It says only the cursed will die that young. In other words, it'll be crazy to think that someone only lived 100 years. Like, what happened? How could that be? Anyway, so it's going to be very common, just like in Methuselah's day, for people to live very, very long lives. Here in verse 22, it says, didn't mean to touch that. I don't know what I did. All right, so it says, my people will live as long as trees, and my chosen ones will have time to enjoy their hard-won gains. This is the wonderful promise that the Lord gave to us. And it's not that we're all going to be old. I believe that there's going to be age reversal at some point. And so that we'll live long lives where, it also says that our youth will be renewed as the eagles. I believe that we'll start to age in reverse. I really do believe that's what he's talking about, because I don't want to be, I don't want to be old for 1,000 years. I want to be young for 1,000 years. Okay, the last verse I want to show you is in this ancient text that we were told in the Bible to read. It's in the book of Jubilees, Jubilee chapter 23. And it says, let me back up a little bit. In those days, the children will begin to study the laws and to seek the commandments and to return to the path of righteousness. First of all, that there will be no demon worship at all. There'll be no evil. It says in the Bible, there'll be no evildoers on the earth in this golden age when it comes to its full fruition. Okay. And they'll return to the path of righteousness to do things right, where we are treating our bodies right, not putting petrochemicals into our bodies, for example. And this is, we talk about this all the time on freedomforce.live/health. You can see amazing research that we have over there about how you can get your health back by following what the Lord has already instituted for us. But look at verse 27, and the days will begin to grow many and increase amongst the children of men. Let me move this out of the way just a little bit. The days will begin to grow many and increase amongst those children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years. There you go. There's another passage talking about it. And to the greater number of years than before was the number of the days. There will be no old man, nor one who is not satisfied with his days, for all will be as children and youths. Just like I said, I want to be forever young, like Mel Gibson's movie, right? And all their days they will complete and live in peace and joy. And there'll be no Satan nor any destroyer, for all their days will be days of blessing and healing. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about healing. And that's a bad word for the medical community, but it's not a bad word for us. So I have a very special guest that I believe the Lord is using to help us to see this come to fruition. So, I have two wonderful friends with me. One has done such an amazing job to make sure that we have really healthy, nutrient-rich products. Number two, so that we can detox our body to get all these toxins off of us. And then the other one is my new friend, Bill Andrews, Dr. Bill Andrews. Let me read to you about him before I introduce him to you. He developed this Televital that we've talked about a little bit before. And he is a leading expert on longevity research. As a renowned scientist and an anti-aging researcher, he has been featured in Popular Science, The Today Show, the Doctor's TV Show, and numerous documentaries on the topic of life extension. Bill received his PhD in molecular and population genetics in 1981 and spent much of his career in the medical research. Dr. Andrews was recognized for his work on cancer research with second place in the 1997 National Inventor of the Year. With over 50 patents and key roles in the discovery of several major biotech breakthroughs, Bill led the research to discover the enzyme whose absence is responsible for human aging. It's called telomerase, okay? Telomerase. And it's missing. I think that may be what the Lord took out back in Genesis 6, but maybe that's it, I don't know. With his company, Sierra Sciences, Bill and his team developed a powerful therapeutic to induce telomerase in human cells. This success led to companies marketing the therapeutic as a skincare product in New Zealand and South Korea. Bill and his team also discovered nutritional-based product ingredients for supplements to induce production of telomerase and to support telomeres. And we're going to get to all that. If you're like, what in the world is a telomere? What's a telomerase? We're going to get to that. A dedicated scientist committed to curing the ails of aging and an avid athlete who runs regularly in ultra marathons, Bill brings years of expertise in biotechnology and longevity research to the Touchstone Essentials Advisory Board. So he's with us today. How cool is that, right? I'm so excited to have him and our wonderful friend Eddie with us today. So jump in here with me, my wonderful friends. Awesome. Yes. Welcome. Everyone say hi to Mr. Bill Andrews, and everybody knows Eddie. So welcome. I'm so glad you guys are here with us today. So I just really would, I'm just delighted that you're here. Would love for you to take it away and tell us how this all came about and how this is going to make us live 1,000 years.
Melissa, go ahead, Bill.
I just want to say I was very impressed with that introduction. There's been a lot of stuff in the past where I have spoken at conferences and people will say that I'm going against God's will. And that became public, a lot of press on that years and years ago. And the Catholic Church actually wrote a chapter in my first book to show that I am doing God's will.
Yes, exactly.
By curing aging. And because one of the things that there's a lot of YouTube videos that I've done and talking about why we age and things like that and how we age. And one thing that I make it really clear is that this whole dumb thing called aging is a very recent creation in humans and other animals too. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to undo that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And get us back to where we want it. And it's God's will.
And I'm kind of a rebel. Okay, because I read the Bible for myself and I think for myself, and that's why I, promote the products that Eddie has, because this is not what the medical community really promotes. They promote a pill, where we're promoting health. We're promoting giving our bodies the things that they need to help our bodies to be healthy. And so I look at, especially in the past 8 years, I've actually decoded the book of Revelation. And I know that sounds extremely prideful. I really know. I understand that. I understand what I'm saying. That sounds crazy. But I think the Lord uses nobodies. I clearly recognize that I'm not, and so this is the book, End Times, for them, for these creeps who poisoned us and have shortened our, made our lives misery, and 1,000 years of peace for us. That's the golden age. And so this is, what I'm looking at biblically. I have relooked at everything to go, okay, because I was, the Bible is true, but we were taught, it was interpreted incorrectly. Like they told you that wasn't a wrong interpretation, but I'm glad the Catholic Church got it right.
And there are studies now that showing that if we could eliminate the aging process, our 50% of us would live longer than Methuselah.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. I believe it. I do. First of all, stay away from the the jab. Mm-hmm. So tell us, okay, So what got you involved in trying to do such a thing as this? Just God put this in your heart to do?
Eddie, did you want to go say something first?
No. I was just going to, every time I'm on with Melissa, I just wanted to appreciate the level of enthusiasm she has and how excited I get when I'm just in these conversations. So, no, Bill, please.
Give I me understand. Your I was blown away by that.
It's fantastic. A good bright spot in the day. But, Bill, you go ahead. Bill's got a great origin story.
How did I get started? It was because my father was a smart man. Okay. When I was sent home from elementary school with notes pinned to my shirt, telling my parents that I was obsessed with science and medicine. He came out to the front lawn one time when I was looking through my big telescope at 10 years old. And he said, Bill, since you're so interested in science and medicine, when you grow up, you should become a doctor and find a cure for aging. And he said, I don't know why nobody's done that yet. And it's been an obsession of mine ever since. And he and I, my father and I, teamed up, even went to conferences, anti-aging conferences. I started taking every course I could imagine to really learn the what, the why, the how not of aging. And unfortunately, my father passed away in 2015 from Alzheimer's. And as a result, I'm doing it on my own right now. But there's still 150,000 people dying of aging way, way too young still in the world today. And it's a problem that we got to solve. People just don't realize how bad it is because they keep hearing aging gracefully and terms like that, or finesse with finesse and stuff. But if you, like I have, I've worked in assisted living homes, hospices, nursing homes. I've seen the real world of what aging is really like. And it's a terrible thing that we have to do away with. And those critics that say that, how are we going to solve all the problems that are going to be created from curing aging? I just say the problems are now. We have serious problems. You're just not aware of it. And but I've been obsessed with it ever since. And I've been trying to figure out, I've been studying every course imaginable all the way through even high school, college, graduate school, and trying to stay in touch with all the top people in the field of aging, concluding that none of them really had it together. All the twos and twos have to add up. And so I learned a long time ago that we have to have something. The only explanation for why we age is we have something like ride tickets at an amusement park inside of our cells. And every time a cell divides, it loses a ticket. And when it runs out of ticket, we die of old age. And that was the only kind of, from everything I knew about biochemistry, that was the only thing that made sense. Okay, what I learned about telomeres from some other scientists back in 1993. And I suddenly was realizing these are the ride tickets. And since then, I have been just obsessed with trying to figure out how to lengthen, add more tickets back, how to lengthen the telomeres, which is saying the same thing. And we've had some absolute major successes. One of the best successes we've had is what we're talking about today on this podcast.
Okay, so I want to share the screen. I'm going to show everybody what this telomere is, okay? And I hope I'm saying, am I saying it right, telomere?
There is no incorrect pronunciation.
Okay. All right. I lost Eddie here. Let me see if I can get Eddie back. Maybe I need to expand. Okay, there we go. Now I got you. So that right there is a telomere, right? Explain to us, what are we looking at?
The red things at the tips. The red things at the tips are the telomeres. Think of those. So that what you're showing there is a chromosome. It's inside each of those, there's two arms, okay? A top arm and a bottom arm that go from one red end to the other red end. And inside of each of those arms is a DNA molecule that contains all of our genes that give us our hair color and our eye color and things like that. And it's so long that it's all rolled up like a slinky inside of those arms on the chromosomes. Okay, now I want you to think of this long string of beads, it's called. The beads are called bases. A DNA molecule is like 100 million beads or bases in length. But think of it like a shoelace now.
Okay.
And a shoelace has these aglets at the tips that protect our shoelaces. When those aglets get short and stuff like that, our shoelaces fall apart. These red things at the tips, these are the same as aglets on our shoelaces. And every time a cell divides, these get a little bit shorter. And when they get critically short, our chromosomes fall apart. Mutation rates skyrocket. We can actually see in the microscope the chromosomes falling apart. Mm. And that's what's causing us to age.
Right. It's like your shoelace, you know, raveling. It just ravels and disintegrates. So if we can keep that little tip on the shoelace, the telomere on the chromosome, then we can keep it from raveling.
And the longer the better, because even when it's starting to get shorter, it starts having increased risk of damage to the DNA and the chromosomes and stuff. Yeah. Now, what was interesting is that when we started realizing that this was true, that every time a cell divides, our telomeres get shorter, we started asking the question, how could this happen in our reproductive cells, what are called our primordial germline cells? Because those have cell division too. If every time those cells divided in order to produce a newborn baby, how is it that newborn baby is born with longer telomeres than we have? Okay. Or how they're born at the same, the telomeres the same length as we had when we were born. So There had to be something in our reproductive systems that prevented the telomeres from shortening, just like in every other cell of our body. And that's what happened in the early to mid 1990s. I ended up discovering, my team and I discovered this, which I led, discovered this enzyme called human telomerase. And that enzyme is only produced in our reproductive cells. It lengthens our telomeres. Every time telomeres get short, it relengthens them, shortens, relengthens them, like a tug of war. And as a result, our babies are born with longer telomeres than, with just as long a telomeres as we had when we were born.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say that whole thing again, because I'm don't understand what you mean. Say that whole part. Explain that a little bit more.
Okay. If telomeres shortened every time our cells divided, we couldn't understand at first, how is it possible that our babies are born with telomeres as long as we had when we were born, if they were made from our cell division.
Right.
And so in doing that, we discovered that our reproductive cells do not have telomere shortening.
Okay.
There's a tug of war between shortening and lengthening. And the part of the tug of war to lengthen is induced by this enzyme called telomerase that we discovered back in the mid 1990s. And it's just only produced in our reproductive cells. But the fact that it is produced in our reproductive cells means that it's present in all of our cells.
Okay, so the enzyme, the telomerase enzyme, is only in the reproductive cells. It's not in the other cells. Okay, that's the piece I was missing. Okay, perfect. Got that, everybody? Okay, now keep going.
Why it was turned off? Why did we turn it off? Why did we never evolve a way to turn it on again? It is discussed in a lot of YouTube videos where I talk about why we age. So I won't go into that because that's an hour-long discussion all by itself.
Well, and what I would say, just kind of like what I just said at the beginning, ultimately, this is, you know, God's plan. You know, and to put a piece of the puzzle into the puzzle, you know, it's just been so awful with the evildoers running the world, you know, doing all the things that they've done. I'm not going to go into the details. Everybody knows all the stuff, the health and the wealth and everything they've done, the wars. And so if we had a longer lives, they would have a longer time to do their evil and a longer time to create more ways to do evil and get better at it and better at it. Okay. So that's the thing that I've come to understand is that's the reason the Lord shortened the years. Okay. It's kind of like the Tower of Babel. If everybody's all in one clump, then it's easier for them to control us. If we spread out, then, you know, and think of humanity as spreading out the years so that they are not able to get even better at their evil. So, but now with the evildoers gone, okay, this is really what the Bible says. I'm writing a new book called The Golden Age and what is going to happen in this golden age. I'm pulling all these verses from the Bible about what's going to happen in the golden age. And so one of those is that the evildoers will be gone. So now it makes sense that the Lord would raise up people like you who he would say, okay, I'm going to, you know, in the Renaissance, you'd have these Renaissance men who were amazing, Shakespeare and Bach and, you know, all these amazing things that the Lord showed them. You know, you've got Renaissance men like Thomas Jefferson, but they didn't, obviously, have the technology or the understanding to do this, but here we are in the timeline of history. This is the moment. Now, I know you love astronomy. I'm not going to talk about astronomy now, but there was a sign in the heavens that this is the day. Revelation 12, 1 and 2, for those of you who don't know about this, I talk about the sign of the Son of Man. This is the day where the Lord is doing all these things. He's rescuing us from these evildoers, and he's going to extend our lives. So keep going.
I did not expect to get this excited about this discussion. This is great. I'm glad we're talking. There's going to be a lot of problems with curing aging, okay, and us living to be longer than Methuselah. But people have to realize that there's even bigger problems now, and we're going to have to solve the problem somehow. But you're right. I am always extremely worried about this technology falling into the wrong hands, okay? And I very openly say to investors, in fact, I've said this even to Eddie many times, when I have the ultimate cure for aging, I want to drop it from airplanes. I don't want to give anybody any preferences. I don't want it to be government run or anything like that. It's like, yeah, because it could easily fall into the wrong hands. And next thing you know, all of us are dying of old age while the top leaders in the world are living forever. And
well, that tells you right there why the Lord didn't reveal this until now. Yeah. Because in the book, what I'm realizing is we're going to have the golden age of health. We're going to have the golden age of wealth. We're going to have the golden age of peace. And it all had to happen at the same time. And so I hope that encourages you that there'll be all this is going to happen at the same time. So it'll be your technology, your breakthrough will be protected. So it won't be used for evil. Okay. So that's okay. Keep going. I'm going to hush because I want to hear you. But yeah, we have so many things that work together. I just love all the synergy.
Yeah. I'm not certain what else to really say, except that I can talk more about the science in detail, but I don't know if your audience is scientists, made up of scientists or not.
I think they're ladies like me who are excited about, you know, where we are in this day, you know, where we're moving toward. Okay, so this is my question, just as a lay person, not a scientist. Okay, so how can we do something? Okay, so like the telomerase, from what I understand, it's helping them to keep from shortening more. And first of all, my first question is, how does that keep them from shortening more? And why can't we lengthen them? I wanted to do both those questions.
Oh, we can't lengthen them because I haven't completed my research yet.
Okay. Work faster. Get off this video and work faster.
Yeah. I am on, that's my mission. And, but what has been really surprising, using technology called gene therapy, which is something really not available to people yet, but it allows us to do research in the test tube and the petri dishes, and in some labs are doing it with mice. We have learned that when we produce more of this enzyme telomerase than is found in our reproductive cells, it actually reverses aging in every way imaginable. Okay, so we have done this with human cells in a petri dish. This is the first thing we did. We put excess amounts of telomerase into human skin cells in a petri dish. And by every method of measurement of aging there is, we saw a complete reversal of aging. A colleague of mine, after I started my own company and left the company that I was working for called Geron Corporation at the time, a colleague that was still there, he followed up with an experiment where he grew human skin on the back of a mouse and treated that human skin with excess amounts of telomerase, and again saw reversal of aging in every way imaginable. Wrinkles, blister formation, all the gene markers, epigenetics, everything was absolutely 100% reversal.
Okay, don't be using those big words, epigenetics. What's that?
Yeah. Epigenetics is just the study of how genes are turned on and off. Okay. So genes are like, they have things like dimmer switches next to them. Okay. Every gene has a dimmer switch that can turn on or off. And these things change with age. And that's what causes us to appear older and stuff like that.
And our healing is slower. Like you have when you were young, you could heal so quickly and you could have all this energy and all that.
Not only is our healing slower, our wounding is increased. The creation of new wounds are increased. What were you going to say, Eddie?
Well, just even central nervous system, your immune system, everything becomes compromised because that cell base has lost its pep, so to speak, to keep it just in simple terms, right? So it's everything is compromised along the way.
Yes. And so we have all these things declining because of epigenetics, which is turns gene in on and off. And we can measure those. Okay. We can measure how the dimmer switch is turned off or turned on. And when we do these experiments with telomeres, we find out that it's changing those dimmer switches. So the enzyme itself is not doing it. It's the length of the telomeres. It turns out the length of the telomere has an effect on these dimmer switches. And there's actually a common sense more data, not enough scientific data on it yet. telomeres actually will fold back onto the chromosomes like a magic wand and contact the dimmer switches and turn them on and off. And that's the shorter the telomere gets, the less likely it is to be able to be reach over to those genes. And so that's why we age. But when we re-lengthen the telomeres, like when Dr. Walter Funk, who did this experiment with the human skin growing on the back of the mouse, what he observed was that when he lengthened the telomeres, they could suddenly reach those genes that were not being affected anymore. Now he was turning them back into a youthful characteristic in every way imaginable.
Okay. Oh, wow. Now,
the coup de grace. Okay. So one of the reasons why I know that
Hold on. Okay. You're going fast. Okay. I'm going to say this for my people because
I'm excited.
Okay. I'm excited too. All right. So I, you know, when we built our home, I had my husband put dimmer switches in just about every room. I love dimmer switches. I don't know. And so this is, you know, where you can take it and you can just dial it up or you dial it down. So what you're saying is that the telomere, that little orange thing you guys on the end of that chromosome we were just looking at, that's a dimmer switch. So when it's long, it's on full bright. And when it's short, it's on low. Is that right? Am I understanding correctly?
The telomere isn't the dimmer switch.
Okay.
Every gene in your chromosome along that length of the shoelace, let's say, has its own dimmer switch. Oh. And the telomere reaches over and adjusts that telomere switch.
Dimmer
switch.
Okay.
And so
it's just like your hand, maybe, Melissa, think of that way, right? Just like you can physically control a dimmer switch.
Exactly.
Really, that's what the telomerase provides the opportunity to do.
Yes, exactly. I got so excited, I forgot where I was going.
There's a man, you were said the name of a man who had done some research, and I'm sorry, I got you off the
top. Oh, yeah, so the coup de grace experiment was, what I was saying was, why I know that aging is a very recent creation in life is because very few animals age by telomere shortening. In fact, only it's like humans, non-human primates, dogs, cats, horses, sheep, pig, and deer. They're the only ones. Other animals age by a multitude of other different aging processes. Hmm. Okay. Which is, that's what's saying it's recent. Okay. It's something that happened recently. But it turns out rodents and mice don't age by telomere shortening. So everything we're doing is not going to help people's pet mice or rabbits. But it will help their dogs and their cats and their horses.
Yay.
Okay. But the thing was is that Dr. Ron DePinnell, who used to be the head of MD Anderson, he did some engineering of mice to make it so that they did age by like humans. Okay. And then he let them get really old. He induced the production of telomerase in all their cells. And those mice got younger in every way imaginable.
What?
And Diane Sawyer did a big news report on him showing the mice and stuff. And he used our technologies, okay, to do this because we don't actually work with animals in my research. Plus he didn't harm the animals more than he had to. I think there was a little harm, but I don't approve of harming animals in my medical research, but, he was able to reverse the aging in these mice in every way imaginable. The most exciting thing out of that study was that the mice who had developed dementia came back. Okay. Oh. They suddenly could remember things. And now when I speak at mental disorder conferences, things like that, it's common belief now that like things like Alzheimer's and other form of dementia aren't the loss of memory. They're just loss of access to the memory.
That's right.
And by lengthening telomeres, we can restore that memory. And that's something that I am really excited about, especially since my father passed away from
Alzheimer's. You know? Yes. So Alzheimer's has just been it's so hard to lose your loved one slowly. And it's really, that's what I would just love to hear that about that. Okay. So I've been using this. These are the actual enzymes in this bottle?
That's actually a mixture of plant extracts that actually, when they get inside your cells, they induce those cells to start producing telomerase.
Okay. Okay. And
there is nothing, there's no plant extract, no nutraceutical, nothing that is more potent than Telovital for actually doing that.
Okay. Because that's really what we want our body. We want our body to produce its own.
Yes.
Okay. That's correct.
Okay. Okay. So thank you for clarifying that. So yes. So add to that, Eddie, explain to us more about how we can live as long as trees and get younger. Are you being renewed like the eagles?
Well, let me just say this. You know, I know what Bill said there is really important, right? That's really the science behind the product. For your listeners, we've tried to distill some of that into sort of bite-sized pieces, right? For those of us without Bill's background and intellect. So for anybody listening that maybe they felt like that just went just a step beyond them, when they go to the website or the landing page and look at things, right, it gets broken down a little more simply. Although I'll admit to everybody here, as much as I know about these subject matters, it took me a little bit, right? Having to read things a few times to really complete all of the puzzle pieces that Bill is talking about. But just in very simple terms, Bill, throughout his career, not only decades plus time and millions of dollars, right, from various origins, spent his time testing natural ingredients to find ones that would, in fact, stimulate the body to produce this telomerase. And it turns out there's just only a handful or so, right? Maybe a couple dozen or something along those lines that will do that. And so when we met Bill a few years ago, I was already a fan of Bill's work, having heard him years ago on the radio and then seen things about him on YouTube and just, you know, really just impressed with his focus and commitment to curing aging. You know, when we were able to get together, we just realized there was some synergy with what we do relative to organic, clean products, trying to bring those things to the market in a way that's both affordable and convenient. Because the big gap that exists is that there have been products with a little bit of promise in the marketplace, but so extraordinarily expensive, you would just simply think of maybe the top 1% of 1% of people willing to spend $500, $1,000, $3,000 a month to have access to something that in truth is weaker than what we've been able to deliver to people in an affordable way. I don't want to ignore that, you know, $90 on subscription or whatever cost a few dollars, but when you consider relative to what we're talking about, we're talking about the chance to, you know, extend in a more healthy way, you know, our health and longevity and this, the continued promise of all of this. And so when we got together, there was a real reason, I believe, that we met so that we could help do everything we could to take these ideas, this science, this research, and this work, and get it into people's hands through individuals like yourself and, you know, the other means where we're trying to talk to folks about this, because I believe it's important. And so when you look at this formula, it's a distillation of all of that work that Bill did for years and the millions of dollars that went into it, right, in a clean, neat package, couple capsules a day, really simple for people to use. You could use one or you could use a couple, kind of think about where you're at on the continuum and what you're trying to do. I tell people that if you're below 40, then probably a lot of what you're doing is thinking about the prevention. If you're over 40, you should feel a great sense of urgency to sort of address these matters. And so, you know, our role has been to take our standards, our practices and things that we've been talking about with your audience for years now and help to deliver this product in a way that will work and protects that work for Bill. And in truth, with the success that we're having and its ability to help continue the research, this isn't the last variation of this product, right? We really believe over time, we can continue to improve and reach those points where it's just this reliable source of good health as people get older.
Yes, which you've already been doing so many things to help our health. I'm going to show everyone the screen for those who maybe aren't aware of it. So when you go to my health page, you guys, this is actually a page I just created the other day called freedomforce.life/detox. I just called it detox. But these are some of the things that I've been using as far as the things I talk about a lot are about how important it is for us to detox. So critical for us to detox. And then let me see if I think I'm going to have this in the way. Anyway, so
I take all those products too, but I also take glucose control.
I'll open the whole thing so that everybody can see everything. But yeah, so to first of all, detox over here, the Pure Body Extra is for the detoxing. And then I put the super green juice in my smoothie every day. If you go on my channel, freedomforce.life/green smoothie, then I just throw the kitchen sink in there because I'm trying to, you know, do a lot of different things to make sure that my body's getting the nutrients that it needs, et cetera. So yeah, the fulvic, you know, just getting all these wonderful superfoods in our bodies and so helping to, you know, make sure your health, your gut is healthy, et cetera. Super huge, because if your gut's not doing well, then you can throw all these things in your body, but they won't absorb anyway. So it's very important. And then, of course, the televital. So let's go to that channel. Actually, I'll show you when you go here. There's the page on the Touchstone website about the televital right there. And there you are, right there. And there you go. Awesome. So, the other thing is just did you want to mention some things while we're here, Mr. Eddie?
Yeah. So just to sort of make sure that this is positioned, because I know that we've got a lot of folks that watch your show and part of this audience that are already using the Pure Body Extra.
Yeah.
And we so appreciate the commentary and the reviews that we get, and we're excited about the results that people talk to us about. And then of course the fulvic acid and the super greens plus D and the super green juice. So we sort of think of things as getting the bad stuff out, right? Detoxing, putting the good stuff back in, because realistically, no one is eating that sort of perfect diet, no matter what their level of education or time. And then we've got those specialty products, glucose control, helping people control those blood sugars without having to rely on drug therapies, and which we think is critical, right? Turning those sugars into fibers. But then, of course, you know, I believe now the most important piece is the televital, and what that product does to stimulate that production of telomerase, which can have that impact on your telomere. And so we believe this is really a comprehensive way for any individual to go out there and give themselves the best chance in this current environment of having a happy, healthy life.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, yeah, I'm so thankful to have connected with people who can help us to achieve this goal. You know, I started out just looking at, you know, trying to fight the bad guys, you know, and also connecting it to how this is biblical. You know, I just love that I get to do that piece of this whole puzzle. But, and then in the meantime, having gotten to meet so many people who have done all this legwork for years and years and years, so that I just get to springboard off of that. One of the things you don't know, Bill, and I think you do know, Eddie, is that I got very sick. I was actually poisoned. And because of using, yes, I was. It was just miraculous that I lived. But I had a very, very difficult time breathing. But anyway, so using these types of products, it's on my page called Healing Your Heart, that I was able to survive. It was not from chemicals. It was not from, you know, anything from Big Pharma. It was all by natural products, being able to put this into my body so that to help my body to heal on its own. So tell me, before we go, tell me, both of you, what are the benefits that you have experienced after having used Televital?
Vision getting better, endurance getting better. I'm a ultra marathon runner. So when I run in my races, I was shocked at the improvement that I had in my running. There's some people that have seen hair come back, hair color come back. That's not happening with everybody. And I think that it's only going to happen in the people that lost their hair and they had their hair color changed because of telomeres. But there's other reasons that could happen too. So people aren't going to see those kind of changes unless it was their short telomeres that caused those problems.
Well, I've heard you need to do antioxidants for that, because the stress induced from all the toxins, and that's why it's so important for us to detox every day. So, you know, I haven't had my hair's, who knows what my hair color is, but anyway, only my hairdresser. but yeah, so that's one of the things that I believe in time, we'll get that back too. But mainly just getting all the stressors off of our body. So, yeah, what about you, Eddie?
You know, I've had several things happen. So I'm going to be 62 next month. And I'm not quite the athlete that Bill is, but I do work out and notice, you know, almost immediately my recovery improved. And I think my skin is more healthy. My wife and daughter both think that's true as well. And so I'm going to sort of rely on them more than my own, maybe my own look in a rose-colored glass, right, of what I think of that. But the most important thing for me, you know, and I'll, you know, maybe it's a little bit indelicate or not, but as I've gotten older, most men will experience where they get up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom more than they want to. It's inconvenient. It's disruptive to your sleep. And, you know, I've got a healthy prostate. I've got healthy numbers. And so all of those cadences are what they should be. But just nonetheless, you know, getting up a couple of times a night, it's incredibly disruptive. Well, within probably 10 days of using the product, I found that maybe I get up once at night, maybe none at all. And so that was a big deal on a personal level.
Yeah.
Can I say 100% it came from using Televital? No, but nothing else changed in my routine. Yeah. And so I'm going to say that that's the contributing factor, at least the most important one that I can identify. And I do find that there's a certain amount of virility and vitality, you know, that I just wasn't enjoying before. Right. And so I do think that, at least for me, maybe that's where my critically short telomeres were affecting my body most pronounced. I haven't seen my hair color return, but I remain optimistic.
Right.
But who knows?
Right.
I will take what's happened so far and just enjoy that. And I know if we're being honest with ourselves, there's a lot of men that watch your show that same type of issue, right? Where you're just getting disrupted in your sleep at night. So I have a real appreciation for that.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, that's wonderful. All right. So I think that our Shayna had said there was a special offer. Do you know what that was? I think she said that for a few weeks, so we're here maybe through the end of the month, there's going to be, do you know what that is? The special offer on Televital?
And it's just like everything we do. Everything is unconditionally money back guaranteed. Our subscription service is very easy to join and very easy to let go of if somebody doesn't want it. And so we want people to enjoy these products. That's why we have, I think it's now nearly 60,000 five-star reviews. And I have to imagine a fair amount of those come from your wonderful audience. And so there's a real savings here. And I believe 30 days, I'd love for people to give everything 90 days, right, to just sort of let it settle into their body. But I think inside of 30 days, a lot of people will feel the impact of the product.
Okay, terrific. Okay, well, I'll make sure to put that in the link below so that you know exactly where to go and get that if you want to give this a try. I'm excited about the future. I really am. I think that's why we've had such great response about, you know, how, as you were saying before, Mr. Bill, they have seeded our thoughts that it was inevitable that we would just get older and, you know, sicker and, you know, whatever. But we have not been talking about that. We've been talking about how to maintain our health, how we're going to have these long, healthy lives, and that this is the promise in God's word, and that we are on that timeline in history where that is happening. And so, you know, I just, you know, I want to take advantage of all of that. I feel like that too. I've always had a really good energy level, but I'm also, you know, to just turn that 60 over that 60 number. And so I had noticed losing some of that, but I do believe that with the detoxing, the making sure I get all these nutrients in, do the Televital, I'm growing a limb here or there. I'm getting along as living as long as a tree. All right. Well, before we go, we're going to pray. Is there anything else you guys wanted to add before we go?
Just a big thank you to you for hosting this show and having us on here, and we just appreciate it.
Yes. I'm glad you
did. I was excited.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad that we're friends now. Okay, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you for just helping us to have all these wonderful people who've done all this research and have all this these great skills to do this research and have this understanding. Thank you so much, Lord, that you have built this into them and you've put it in their hearts to provide healthy products for us so that we can see these long, healthy lives that you have promised to us in your word. Thank you for the promise that this is the day when we're going to see this happen for humanity. And we're just very, very thankful for what your promises in your word. And we'll go back to the days of Methuselah and even beyond. Lord, you made us amazingly. Our bodies, we are wonderfully made, and that you want us to live these wonderful lives. And like you said in your word, that we will rule and reign with you for 1,000 years, having good people in all these positions, whether it's in the medical community or to really work hard for our health, or and like RFK, thank you for all these wonderful people coming together, whether it's our wonderful President Trump or the people in the banking community, all these ones who you have raised up to be your leaders to make sure things are run properly and right, so that we can have healthy, long lives that we can enjoy. We just thank you and praise you that your word is true and nothing can stop what you have said will happen. We're going to have the golden age. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you, men. I really appreciate you coming onto the channel. And thanks to everybody for joining with us. Can't wait to read your comments in the chat. I want to hear what you guys have to say. And I also want to hear, you know, about how this is helping you to get younger and younger and younger. Okay, guys, I'll talk to you later.